friends, it is Susanna B. Lewis. Welcome to the Regularly Random Podcast. I think the last time I did an episode was on Halloween. And now it's a week until Christmas. Can you even believe it? But if you've followed me for a while, then you know I get real gung-ho about things and then just don't deliver. I mean, not about things like, you know, taking care of my children and stuff that has to be done like that. But, you know, creative aspects, creative things. I'm always brimming with ideas. Oh, I'm going to do this podcast and it's going to be amazing. And I'm going to log in every day. It's going to be a daily podcast. I'm going to interview people and I'm going to do this and that. I'm going to solve a murder and I'm going to, you know, just enrich the lives of everyone who hears this Southern twangy drawl. And then I go 3 months without making a podcast. And when I do podcast, it's about something absolutely ridiculous, like how my tennis shoes left a blister on my pinky toe. So I do apologize for that. However, I do kind of have a good reason, I guess. Well, I'm just going to make up an excuse. It's probably not a good reason, but I did have a hysterectomy 4 weeks ago. I had that, my uterus exodus. I had that angry, nasty, just bully of a uterus ripped out of my abdomen and thrown into the friggin' trash can where it has belonged for the last several years. That sucker just, oh, I can't even, I just, oh, when I, you know, like when you think about somebody, you just get angry. Like you see your enemy in Walmart and you're like, oh, I remember she stole my Creed CD. And that time she ate my cheeseburger when we went to Sonic that night. And then she slept with my boyfriend. You know, that kind of thing. You just get angry about stuff. That's how I feel about my uterus. That's how I feel about my uterus. It was good to me. Gave me 3 beautiful children. But then it just got real sour and nasty. I don't know what I did to it. I thought I took care of it. I thought I was pretty nice to my uterus, but I guess not. And so it just wanted to start wilding out. And so I had to wild it out of my body, throw it in the friggin' trash can. I did have a little setback about 2 weeks after. I won't go into the gory details of that. But 4 weeks now post-op, I'm feeling much better. I'm up and about. I am lifting the couch again. And bench pressed a Buick last night, so I can finally lift things again and do things. Actually, you're not supposed to lift things till 6 weeks. So if you're listening to this, I do not advise you to lift the couch or a Buick at 4 weeks post-op. Okay? But anyway, I am feeling much better. Thank you for, I did post about it once on Facebook. Haven't really updated much since then about it, but thank you for those of you who commented on my post 4 weeks ago that you were praying for me and the suggestions. I did read those and then I just stayed doped up on Percocets and got constipated for 2 weeks. And, I should have been, doing podcasts at that time, but I didn't. However, everything is going well. Christmas has fast approached, quickly approached us, my friends. Has anybody else got any gifts just in a pile in their closet, still in the Amazon boxes? Don't know what's in them. Don't know what's shipped. Don't know what you've got, what you don't have. I do. That's how I do. I have one gift bag under my tree, and it serves merely as decoration. That's it. That is its purpose. It is serving as decoration. So, I was attempting to clean my oven. Yes, yeah, Satan is wearing long johns. I have got a broccoli casserole from 2017 still spilled in the bottom of that oven. I know it's disgusting. You know, I'm really OCD about cleanliness in the rest of my house. Like, I scrub baseboards. I don't like clutter. I keep my house clean. And that does not mean that I'm passing judgment on those of you who don't. If I come to your house and it's a mess, I don't, you know, I'm not scared to sit on your couch and I don't go home and bathe immediately afterwards. I don't care what your house looks like. I just hold my home to a high standard because when it's messy and dirty and cluttered, I have anxiety. I have literal obsessive compulsive disorder. Honestly, it's an issue. I don't like dishes in the sink. I know that there's more things in life to worry about and I should just let it go and, you know, and oh, enjoy the times with your children. Quit cleaning your kitchen when your kid wants you to read a story to her. Well, you know what? I can't read The Runaway Bunny with joy in my inflection, in my tone, when I know that there's applesauce on the kitchen cabinet. I can't. I read Runaway Bunny real mad if I know there's applesauce all over the cabinets and the countertop. So, in order to spend time with my children, I like to spend time with my children in a clean house. Okay? So, I do keep my house clean. However, my oven looks like the threshold to hell. It is charred, burnt stuff in there from Lord knows when. Things that have spilled. And, how does your oven even get that dirty? It's like I put, an entire thing of, let's just say baked beans in a bowl. Like 3 huge cans of baked beans in 1 little salad bowl and just let them boil over. And I don't understand why so much crap gets at the bottom of the oven. Anyway, I've digressed. So I was trying to clean the oven, and I somehow turned my microwave and oven combo onto Sabbath mode. And I was like, bruh, I'm Baptist, and it's Thursday, and I don't, this is not what we do. My goats were looking at me from the barn with sheer terror, like there was about to be some sacrificing or something. And not poking fun at Sabbath, absolutely. Believe in Sabbath and day of rest and what the Jews believe. I revere that, and I find that admirable that you do follow the word of God when it comes to Sabbath. Many of us don't. But you know what? I need some popcorn on a Thursday afternoon. So I got in the owner's manual and did exactly what they told me to do, and it did not work. And so finally, I just prayed about it. I said, Lord, and this is true. I did pray about it. I said, Lord, I really need my oven to work. And after I pushed and did buttons, it just miraculously exited Sabbath mode. So that's been the excitement of my morning. Let me tell you something about the power of prayer, going back to that, which I didn't even intend to speak on today while podcasting. Let me tell you about the power of prayer. My daughter has played basketball since kindergarten. And, for the longest time, we really thought she peaked in third and fourth grade. She was a baller in third and fourth grade, right? And then sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, she just did not do well. She did not get much playing time. She wasn't as aggressive as she was when she was younger. I don't know what it was. I think there was some game anxiety there, confidence issues. And so she's in high school now. She's a sophomore this year. And still had some of that game anxiety and things going on. And, I just started circling it in prayer. And I felt guilty for that at first. Like, Lord, there's so many more important things to pray over than a basketball game. But, God kept showing me in scriptures that we bring everything to Him, even menial things, the small things, anything. And, basketball is so important to my daughter and my son and me. I mean, it's a big part of our lives, and I pray we never make it an idol. That's a thin line there of making a sport an idol or something you really enjoy an idol. But I did. I included the Lord in it, and I just started praying for my daughter's strength and her peace and her excelling. And that was 2 weeks ago that I started praying. And she is a phenomenal shooter, but has often been scared to take the shot, fear of failure. And that night after I prayed over and sent her scriptures and, game day scriptures, she went into her game and knocked down 2 threes back to back. And it was like, who is this kid? And she has excelled and worked so hard and done so well in every game since. And so it was so amazing to see how that so quickly after that first night that God had given her a peace and a confidence to go in and excel and to play well. And since that game, she's excelled every game. Her stats have gone up. She walks into that court with confidence, with peace, covering her in scriptures every game day, sharing scriptures with her, talking with her about faith, and how good God is to us and how He can use anything, even something as insignificant as high school basketball, to show us how much He loves us and how He cares about the things that we care about and how He cares about the desires of our hearts. And so it's just been a wonderful opportunity to talk to both of my older children about about faith and about going to God boldly in prayer and including Him in every single aspect of your life, so that when they are older and life brings things along that seem big and just impossible, they can reflect back of, hey, when I was in middle school and high school and God was faithful to answer prayers about something like basketball, of course the Lord can do this for me, and just to strengthen their faith. And I've been praying over my son and the same way, and going to God boldly and asking Him for things, for confidence and strength in my kids athletically. And my son, the very next day after we prayed, the same day we prayed before his ball game, and I said, Bennett, what are your desires? Let them be known to God. And we prayed together, and he went into his game and made his first 2 points ever in a middle school game. And he scored the next game, and he scored since. And so it's just, you know, not saying that God is some genie in a bottle that grants wishes. That's not the point of this. It's not even about basketball. It's about faith and going to God with all of your desires, all of them, including God in every aspect of your lives, from the big things to the small things. It's not about basketball. It's about faith. And the Lord has just shown out in such huge ways since we have invited Him into something that's such a big part of our lives and takes up so much of our time. And, you know, they both work hard. They put in the work, but they let the Lord and have invited God to fill in the gaps in the mental aspect part of it. And it's just been amazing to see how the Lord works so good through all things. And we've been talking about visualizing things. Faith is things that aren't seen, right? But going to the Lord with a visual of, hey, this is what I'm going to do in my game tonight. This is that. This is this. You know, when I was a little girl, I used to have this visual in my head of me sitting at a table in a bookstore signing books. And I'll tell you, when that first day came, sitting at a book signing, I remembered those visions I had as a third, fourth, fifth grader of that very thing, and how the Lord had worked out all the details. It took a long time, but the Lord worked out all the details, and I just sat there in reverence and awe of how God had brought things to pass. So it's just amazing. I just want to encourage you today. Maybe, you know, your children and even you are not praying to be aggressive in a basketball game, or praying for confidence in a basketball game, or praying to sink your threes in a basketball game. You could be praying for many things, grades, your children's boyfriends, girlfriends, whatever, big things, cancer diagnosis, anything. I just encourage you to boldly take it to the Lord in prayer, to boldly go before His throne. Say, Lord, these are the desires of my hearts, and I'm believing, God, that You are going to answer things to Your will, Lord, but this is what I want, Lord. This is what I see. And God, You're so gracious and good to answer prayers. He's still, I'm telling you, miracle may be a strong word when it comes to talking about my children and sports, but their demeanor, they look like different children since I've been praying over them the same way that I pray over them for the big things. So God's just good. Isn't He good? Somebody give Him a praise. Somebody give Him a praise. He's good. You know, that could very well be a testimony someday. It's a testimony for me today, encouraging you to pray over your children, big, bold things. And one day it'll be a testimony for my children, thinking back on their athletic years and their sports, and how inviting the Lord to be a part of that was one of the best decisions they made. And they saw that the acceleration in that. And, you know, like I said, they're not always going to have a great game. But when you take that to the Lord, you have a peace about that. Instead of getting bitter and angry and down on yourself, when God's involved in it, you just have a peace about it. You just really do. So anyway, I just want to encourage you to do that. Pray up your kids. Pray up your babies. Pray them up. Pray them up. I guess that's all I've got for today. I didn't even mean to go into that spiel, but God's so good. And when He's good to you, you got to tell people. You want to tell people. You want to tell people, and not out of envy of, oh, look what God did for me, but out of goodwill to say, hey, God did this for me, and I'm nobody. I'm nothing. He can do it for you, too. He can do it for you, too. So anyway, been an exciting ball season. Our team is 11-0 right now. I mean, it's it's been great to see the Lord at work in all the things. Capital A-L-L, the things. All the things. So I ordered 4 big, beautiful hanging baskets for my front porch that come with garland lights and pine cones and berries. They are gorgeous in the picture on the internet. What I got was a salad bowl of garland with some pine cones the size of marbles. So I'm about to go hang them up, take a side-by-side picture of what I ordered versus what I got, and I'm going to post it on the intranet. So you guys stay tuned for that. Hey, I hope to check back in with you before Christmas. Don't hold your breath, but I hope to check back in with you. And I hope that all of you, especially those who have an empty seat at the table this year, your joy will be restored. My mother's been gone 5 years now, and my joy has finally been restored. Praise God for it. I pray for all of you who are struggling with the loss of a loved one this holiday season. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. God bless.